Now, March is International Women's Month, and it's a time to pay tribute to women and the many contributions they make to making the world a better place. A new book released this week shares stories from trailblazing women of all walks of life. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Lauren Schiller. She's co-author of It's a Good Day to Change the World, Inspiration and Advice for a Feminist Future, and the host and creator of Inflection Point, a podcast and nationally syndicated public radio show about how women rise up. Thank you so much for joining us, Lauren.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's great. It's a good day to change the world. Inspiration. I agree.
Every day is a good day to change the world. That's what we think.
Yeah. And your co-author, is this Hadley Dynek?
That's right. Hadley Dynek was my impact producer on Inflection Point, and we worked together to make sure that the women that I spoke with who were making change in the world, that what they had to say could be actionable for anyone who was listening to the show so they could go out and make a difference too.
Yeah, so you took all of these stories from the podcast and put them into a book.
Well, not all of the stories. The podcast, over the course of time that I did the show, which started in 2015, which was, I would say, an inflection point for women when we thought things could get better or worse.
Mm-hmm.
And we're coming up against some currents, I would say. I spoke to almost 200 women. So what we did is actually we listened back to all of those interviews and we found a pattern for what it takes to create change. Mm-hmm. And we found five steps that anyone can apply to make a difference.
What are the five steps?
The five steps are imagine, prepare, create, transform, and share.
Mm.
And within each of those steps, we feature six different people, women who are making change. So there are 30 women in the book. We're not going to ask you to read about 200 women's stories. But we broke down each of their stories into a way that would highlight how that step for change would work, and then practical tools for how to go out and make change, along with something that we felt was really important, which was how to keep going when the work is hard, because it can be really tiring trying to make a difference.
Yeah. What are the big lessons that you came away with, you and your co-author?
Well, there's a lot of good stuff in there. And one of the lessons is that the steps don't go linearly, that it can be a cycle. You can jump in at any point in your journey and find something that's going to be helpful for you if there's something that you'd like to make a difference on, whether it's at home, at work, or in the world. But some of the themes that really came through were about sticking together, finding other people who are doing the work that you want to do and joining forces with them, using your voice, telling your story, and not being afraid to feel vulnerable.
Mm. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard.
It is hard. Easy to say, and it's hard to do. But we're out there all doing it, and that makes it a little bit easier to know that you've got
not,
a team.
Completely not linear. It's all gestalt.
Exactly.
It all happens. It's like the movie, everything all at once.
That's right.
Yeah. I heard the two of you are going to be at a Blackbird bookstore in San Francisco this week. Is that
we
right?
are. On Sunday, we'll be at Blackbird bookstore from 2 to 4. And we'll be talking about the book, and we'll be sharing stories from the book. And we hope to have a very engaged audience come in and talk with us about the things that they're doing to imagine what a equal, just, and joyful world could look like for them. Because that is how we are defining a feminist future.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Lauren, for coming in today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
That's It's a Good Day to Change the World, Inspiration and Advice for a Feminist Future by Lauren Schiller and Hadley Dynek. It's available in hardcover and e-readers, and they'll be at the bookstore tomorrow.